A biting wind cut across the water as we landed on North Brother Island. We stepped off the ferry and onto the slick, deserted dock. The dawn rain pelted my face until Monty gestured and formed a shield around us, stopping the cold droplets from landing. Peaches, fearing I might be too dry, shook the water off his body, drenching me, but somehow missing Monty. "Really? Thank you," I groaned, shaking off the water. "It's not like I was soaked or anything."
"This water is cold, and I don't like being wet."
"You need to lay off the pastrami, then you would have less surface area," I said, looking down at him as we walked. He appeared to be a Cane Corso, but was really the offspring of Cerberus, minus the mythological two heads. He stepped close to me and kept pace as we walked off the dock and onto a short boardwalk. The boards creaked under our weight as he padded by my side.
"Are you saying I'm getting fat?"
"There's no getting about it. You sound like you're going to break through the boardwalk. Maybe Ezra has a low-fat pastrami option."
"Low-fat? Those words are sacrilege. Pastrami and all related meats are essential for my well-being and the safety of humankind. Speaking of which, are we going to eat soon?"
"I told you to stay home, but you wanted to come." I ignored his nudge into my leg. "We'll swing by Ezra's on the way back. You can eat then." He responded with a low rumble as we kept walking. "Are you talking to your creature again? You need to find a less overt method of communication." Monty looked at me. "One that doesn't make you appear as insane as you are." "Everyone talks to their dogs," I said, patting Peaches on the head. "It's even therapeutic and healing." "Everyone talks to their dogs, not with. And that," he glanced at Peaches, "barely qualifies as part of the dog species," Monty said, while peering farther inland. He narrowed his eyes, pointing with the small wooden box he was holding. "That way." "I didn't even know these islands existed," I said, pulling my coat tighter against the elements. Monty seemed unaffected by the cold. "Are you sure he's here? She could have lied. Dragons aren't known for their honesty." "We checked the South Island, and his energy is in the vicinity. Check the device again." The hack, after recovering from nearly losing Manhattan to a black hole, had finally answered my calls. I assured him the city wasn't going to disappear in some cataclysm, and he'd grudgingly provided me with his latest magical tech.